This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The price of crude oil, which had been sinking this fall, took another sharp downward turn. Using the Texas benchmark, oil wholesale is down another 3% this morning to $76.85 a barrel. Oil producers can choose to pump more or less oil, but in the case of Saudi Arabia today, it's about offering a kind of sale on oil to North American customers. Kate Davidson reports.
The falling price of oil is making it harder for oil producers. Julian Lee is an oil strategist with Bloomberg First Word in London.
I think the Saudis have cut crude prices to the U.S. in order to keep their oil competitive.
He says the Saudis are facing heavy competition from domestic U.S. production as well as from nearby producers in Latin America.
And they want to ensure that they retain a stable market share in the U.S.
But energy market analyst Sarah Emerson with ESAI warns against reading too much into yesterday's price adjustment. Still, she thinks Saudi Arabia is trying to settle on a price per barrel that its fellow OPEC members can support.
Saudi Arabia does not necessarily want to defend the price at $100 or $110. That defending a price at $85 or $80 makes much more sense.
OPEC meets later this month and could decide whether to cut production to shore up prices or let prices fall further to choke off growth in North American production. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
When the experts say oil is cheap, they mean cheaper. Throughout much of the 1990s, crude was in the $20 to $30 a barrel range, and that is still vastly lower than today's price, even when you adjust for inflation. Again, oil is getting close to $76 a barrel today. If it goes below $70, analysts say those domestic producers of relatively expensive oil in Montana will have to cut back.